הפרטים של סטאפנה. הוא אסנון.
הוא אסנון.
Yeah, I hope we also got a year. Last time I know we had a different meeting, but since today, most of the people are. I welcome everyone who has managed to come to the meeting. I know it's difficult times with the two committee women because their programs usually collide. Welcome everyone. Welcome, what's your name again?
Natalie,
yes. They said Natalie, I'm going to call Natalie. I didn't know that it's you, Natalie. Welcome, Natalie. This is the steering committee of the Women's Caucus. I hope you are going to assist us. Can we go to the following item? This is apology. Yes. Does anyone have to say something about apologies or any other apology that is not written? Are they accepted? What's her name? Kembagazi? Kembagazi is our content advisor, but she happens to do work also in the NCOP too. And unfortunately, we just have few present, then they grab and send it this way and the other. And we were so happy that we for someone who's going to really ask us. I raised my concern with the secretary when he told me that I don't think this is the 100%. But we'll talk about today, some other time. Item number 3 is the consideration of the minutes of the previous meeting. We have everyone got a copy of them. First of all, me, I'm the one who doesn't understand, I'm the only one. The minutes are of the multi-partisan caucus.
We will go to process check and we
Oh, okay. I think that's what I had the wrong copy in my hand. Okay. So we are going to be dealing with the. Have you got both of them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if the people have gone through. Maybe let's go page by page. Those were the page one. Can I ask a question? The format, Lady and Peter. What does it say? Officials in attendance. Name of delegate organization to this nation.
That is in that column, say, would be filled in if you, for example, if you have the departments coming in, that column would be filled in. The reason is that right now it's not at the departments. That's the parliamentary staff would be the next one.
One of
our officials in the
okay. Remember the fellow, he is not a very disciplinary. Of course. We are charged with
United States, the Portfolio Commission on Women has invested.
Which paragraph is it?
We have published in number 3, Introduction to Consideration of Women for the Serious Cases, and then 3, Study, the next protocol.
Oh, the second line, okay.
The third, United States, meeting of the that the Ministry of Women is also expected to provide a commission report on the signs of several issues. The Portfolio Committee on Women has interacted with the Ministry of Women on the issues of women. I don't know who gave the report that we have interacted with the Ministry on the issues. We have not seen the report in the Portfolio Committee.
Okay. So I don't know where that is. Yes. We have interacted with the in terms of the federal court. It's only the Commission on Gender Equality who has presented the federal court.
That's the whole paragraph. Yeah. You know, I was going to talk about this paragraph is deadly. It is a combination of a different things.
Yes.
And I don't know how it was captured.
The paragraph was continuing to say that the follow up and the indication that the response of the follow coming from women is accepted in the info of women to use the report and indication.
Is it the same paragraph?
Same paragraph.
Or the secret report. The issue that is in cabinet. What is wrong? This report is sitting in cabinet.
But how does the this paragraph is actually structured? It gives an impression that we are off. We have been given certain information. Like yesterday, we can take this single report of which we know nothing about. So I think the person we need to restructure it, or just but for how it is now, it needs to be taken out here. And then we restructure it. And you know, when you go to an extent of indicating that the report is currently with cabinet, that now it is elevating the matter a step further, and which is incorrect. I think the person where we can agree on now is that just take it off and then just write the real life of the situation.
I think I wanted to compare with what Honorable is saying on this paragraph, because even the issue that it is carrying, like it was said by the minister before now, I think last year, sometime last year, and we're not sure if it's in cabinet. We can't verify that, so you cannot verify that. So how we can verify that we have never seen a report on a number of meetings as the PC, and we have never seen the report. I think that should be the report is not there.
You know, I think the way you check cabinet is problematic. The issue of the report being in cabinet, somebody reported it in a meeting. because I think the officials cannot just be that. Somebody did say, because we're speaking about CGS one, when that came up. But maybe we should agree that when recording minutes, discussions can be discussed, but you also indicate what was resolved other than the discussion. Because it's going to be confusing like this, because people, when they are discussing, they say a lot of things. Maybe we should change our style of recording. Because now when I just went through this, I could see, because really, it says the meeting was advised the Minister of Women is also expected to provide country reports on compliance of several things. That is something else now. It says something about the reports such as the one of the CSW and the treaties. But now this other part is something else. You see, that mixing, discussing, just like that. Maybe in future we should improve how we record our minutes. Can we go to other paragraphs? Maybe we are going to discover that too. This one is going to be restructured, but the part of the in maybe let's do it all together. Maybe we are a good pattern. As an effect on the in the cabinet, in the bands and not bands. You see, paragraph 4, I've just gone through to it. It belongs to the first sentence. This sentence is the meeting and through the consent. I think because I think the issue of the report, we were discussing something else. Yeah, the country report. So that's why it says meeting express a view that the country report should be owned by a broad spectrum of stakeholders before it proceeds to the United States. We even mentioned the gender machinery, how it used to offer it. I don't want to other people say about it. Then what I see here, Good morning. No, 6 9 So 6 and 5 are repeating the issues that they mentioned. No, somebody mentioned that you are coming.
Can you find a way of combining the parent with village number 5 for extra 2 and village number 6? Because I think it's not about the same thing. It's all about
up to No, this is a bullet.
We are greeting by everyone the end of CTE. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Can I explain this comment? The bullets, bullet threat. The committee will invite the CTE for presentation of its report on the paper. Actually, it's got something to do with the gender barometer. It's not
okay.
We're talking about gender barometer here. Mm-hmm. This is fine, mm-hmm. but it goes on to say this will assist the South Africa. It's not true. Mm-hmm. It never said that. Assist the South African report to the 59.
Mm-hmm.
It's about standard. Mm-hmm. It was good to standard. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
The committee will also invite other stakeholders to engage and put on the report presented rather. So it's a concern about knowing the current status of the national women's quality. Because I am
But
it's actually difficult. Now that time somebody was saying, I said, oh, I thought it was man. In particular, you're saying, and I call it a second. The issue of the national quality, where it is confused.
Second. So, Chair, I think we are just contradicting ourselves here. Can I understand? I think to me and the reflection would be the same. I did not care. We are talking about two different country reports here. One, we are talking about the CEDA report, which was supposed to be submitted in on the, I think, 28th of February. It's a country report, one. Two, there's another country report which was supposed to be submitted in New York, the Commission on the Status of Women. This is another report. It was supposed to be submitted in New York, actually before the New York, it was supposed to be presented before. Are we in
that one?
But according to the commission that we see, we are just contradicting the two. And speaking about the two, but not knowing that these are two separate country reports. To be fair, right?
That is correct. But I think in our meeting, there was an understanding that they are separate reports. And maybe you just capture it better. But there was, in our discussion, they were present before. The CW report, and the report is the CW report would have been the one that does the review of the aging pattern because of the theme. So in our discussion, those were discussed in two different reports, but they fell under the same discussion because they're thinking about the CW report. So we'll just work on them and we'll capture it later.
Now, another thing, that's why I say the discussions, you know, minutes must not capture each and everything that was discussed, because you'll get such a product. Let me go see. Okay, the people say a lot of things over the table. You can't just sound it. Because one thing I know, the studio thing came from a content that we raised on the barometer. And somebody told us about the CEDAW. We were not intending to talk about this issue again. And I don't think we were supposed to have that on our agenda. So this CEDAW report just came by people explaining that they went to an extent of asking for the CEDAW report from ECGE, and CGE told them that it was the minister said it's not, it doesn't belong here. Maybe let us agree that you read Yeah, he writes to me every day. Is that a great?
Okay. And chapter 6. Thank you. May I just recommend also a way we should assist her to ensure that with the next set of minutes we have the issues that are kept at, which are the issues which we have agreed upon up to now. I think after those minutes are written by Tumi and the rest of the people, please, before they actually come down onto e-documentation, may we maybe request yourself, the person, and two other people, and themselves, to actually believe the information, because right now you may realize how much time it takes over this minute. I think if the chairperson was informed about the type of style you will be chatting the session method, you can see she's also talking about this does not belong here, this does not belong here. For the chairperson to come up with a system next time, we should ensure that even the chairperson is aware of the matter, so that we can quickly get to issues, because it's incorrect for a set of minutes to undergo that type of scrutiny. If I should put it like that. Thank you.
Somebody wants to say something? Okay. If I read that to you, the minutes will be written. But, I just wanted to ask you, is this the standard of writing in the Parliament? You remember in the meeting, the last meeting that was I complained about who secretary, the way she had kept up. I don't know, because someday we are talking about this, but this is the standard style that she used in Parliament. Because yes, minutes are so important, because they are very legal documents. A person who reads minutes of 1974 must be able to be taken, you know, to zoom into the picture of that particular meeting. We can separate the discussions to what was resolved. And I don't know what is the standard way of writing minutes in Parliament.
Committees will differ, because other committees will run the discussions also to be covered in the minutes, but other committees will gather. It's only the resolutions that are covered in the meeting, but the contract from the meeting that will run only the resolutions to be covered in the meeting.
No, I don't think that's what we're saying, that people are assisted. But what we are saying is that if you are sitting there and you are noting what we are all talking about, you can indicate that discussion with you and then resolve Yeah, so that people will know what you are talking about. But we cannot record, you know, a sentence of people who are discussing different people. It confuses everyone. So, okay. Yeah, number four is preparation for the caucus meeting of the 25th. People still remember that we have got a multi-party caucus meeting tomorrow. And we agreed now that we are going to be dealing with issues that appear on the SADC document from the International Relations. Which one is it? Internet?
Yeah.
Yeah. that we are going to be using.
Problem.
No, but this is part of what we were going to say. I want to say the request, the document that came from International Relations. Yeah. The discussions here are going to be on the requirements of the SADC country, SADC PF.
Mm-hmm.
We got a document from International Relations that which items are going to be discussed. So we thought before we go there, because the meeting will be starting on the 1st, to the what? To the second of the 10th. Yeah. And they are talking about yeah, it will be the country report on the constitutional and legal provisions of your country for protection of children against child marriage. One of and the other one is dialogue on increasing access to HIV and sexual and reproductive health services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex lesbian and gay persons. So this will be should be a briefing. I don't know who's going to do it. I think that's why they call.
After you get to get overview of the child marriages before marriage.
Only the child man.
Yes.
What about the gay someone?
No.
Because what's her name in internet has she itemized all this one down.
No Monday,
yes.
Okay.
But
I think you communicate
to okay, just give us what you know.
Okay.
There is a document to that effect. They are going to give it to everyone. They can go through that. Yes. This is the reason why we have the couldn't you make me talk about it? Who can you know? Yeah. And then for this document here. I'll have to come back out. That is the one she's going to speak on. Yeah. But I want the other document now. As we are talking about this lesbian and gay thing. And what is your
name? My name is Hannah, but
it's white. This one.
This is the presentation that the Department of Justice
yeah.
is doing tomorrow.
So yeah.
Basically from the Sunday presentation, the JPS presentation,
mm-hmm.
and that's usually now.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to speak to the country report. This presentation is what the department will be giving to us tomorrow in the political head.
No, what is
it? It's about the reproductive health of LGBTI organizations.
This is going to be, it's in SADC.
No, this one is the department of the presentation tomorrow in preparation for next week.
Yeah, you are talking of the same thing. Why I requested this is because of the SADC PF that is going to be next week. Now, I needed this so that people know why we have this in front of us and why we are going to have the presentation done tomorrow. It's also part of preparing for the SADC summit.
Okay.
Yes. So if she's going to do and then by the way, that is the reason why I was concerned about Uthembaka, because she was supposed to take us through this. Now, she's not here. Utumi was not part of this. I don't know whether she can do. No more than international relations. Sipolas is the one. So we can't blame her.
Is there no possibility?
No, but let her do what she's supposed to do. Yeah. She's going to help.
Okay.
Because who, in that summit, they're also going to discuss the child marriage. Yeah.
And overview of the our Parliament country report slash Parliament report on 37 TVSMD, which our Parliament happens to be hosting this year in July. So according to practice, for each TVSMD, National Parliament like seeking to present a country report on a theme that is decided by the Parity Executive Committee. And the theme for the upcoming senior assembly then would be the constitutional and legislative provisions regarding the protection of children against child marriages. So each country, the national parliament, then has to provide a report on the constitutional and legislative provisions related to protecting children against child marriages. So, and this report will be presented to the Standing Committee on Human and Social Development and Special Programs. So, I'm not sure how familiar members are with the Parity Parliamentary Forum, but I can just briefly explain that the forum, as a senior assembly, which is the main deliberative and policy organ of the forum, also bear in mind that the forum does not have any legislative powers. It is the forum of Slavic national parliaments to come together and discuss issues of mutual concern. But yes, then it also has standing committee, of which the Committee on Human and Social Development and Special Programs is one, and then there's also the Regional Women's Parliamentary Caucus, which is basically a committee where the representative of national parliaments and caucuses are presented to discuss issues. But this report specifically will be presented to the Standing Committee on Human and Social Development and Special Programs. So the rationale behind this report was that the committee wanted to understand the existing situation of child marriages in the Slavic region, and then going to deliver on the issue and then try to find a way forward as to how to address the matter at Slavic level. So, in terms of the report, we basically giving an overview of child marriages in South Africa. And here we're focusing specifically on Botswana, a traditional practice that since it's come to light in 2009 is being abused. Of course, the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development defines Botswana as a form of abduction that involves the kidnapping of a girl or a young woman to force the girl's family into marriage negotiations. So it's not a conclusion of the marriage, it's just to force them into negotiations. But what has transpired lately is that it's being abused, and you find that very young girls are being abducted and forced to marry men that are very, very old enough to be their grandparents. So, and that's where the problem comes in. Traditionally, the girls often pretend to be sort of unaware of the kidnapping, but she's really aware of the. Oh, that's what the idea is. Is the same with me. I'm reporting on what the decision is. So she's probably used to this, now that she's abused and. You know, often go out on more to marry me that are that older. And the problem has especially been reported in the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal as well. This has been verified by the gender directorate of the Department of Justice as well as the South African Law Reform Commission. And the commission, in a report that they published last year, found that there is no accurate data in terms of the incidences, and the purpose rates remain anonymous, and the practice remains in itself. So, Ukraine also in abuse form mainly occurs during
times when they many workers in the big cities of our country visit their rural homes during the holiday season. The report also looks at the rationale behind the research of the Kutwala, including poverty, a cure for HIV and geographical stereotypes, but also at the impact of the practice on girls specifically in terms of health, human development, gender equality, poverty, and general community development. But as I've mentioned, the focus of the report is supposed to be on the constitutional and the legislative provision in terms of child marriages. And that's why from page 4, it specifically looks at our country's international obligation when it comes to the protection and prevention of child marriages. And it really lists all the international conventions and regional and African agreements that we are party to. But then it also specifically looks at the national legislation that's relevant to this topic, especially as well highlighted by the Department of Justice. So when it comes to looking at each of the legislation, the Law Reform Commission in their report highlighted various loopholes in the legislation that allows for equality abuse. Amongst others, like specifically the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, although it, for instance, provides for the same to marriage for both parties to be 18 years or older, it does not refer to the minimum age for marriages. And we in our country use the common law in terms of potential rights for girls under 18, and in terms of that, it basically allows for girls under 18 to potential rights for girls under 18 apply to girls aged between 12 and 17, and for boys, consensus required for boys between the age of 14 to 17. So it basically implies that girls with consent are allowed to be married at a much younger age than boys. In the Recognition of Customary Marriage Act, page 5. Also, in terms of the Children's Act specifically, the loophole there comes in that there's a section that specifically deals with social, cultural, and religious practices. And although the Act specifically mentions male circumcision, it also talks about virginity testing and female genital mutilation, but does not mention the practice of Kutwala. The report further then just recognizes that although South Africa prioritizes the well-being of children throughout its national development plan, and we clearly show that we prioritize through our budgetary commitment, the implementation of the legislation that we do have does remain a challenge. Because these child protection laws have been developed separately and they do not always speak to one another and often contradict one another. So I also recognize that the Department of Social Development is the lead department for child protection, but the Department of Health, Basic Education and Justice also provide services to children and families, but you know, there's been challenges in terms of the coordination of these different activities. In terms of the way forward, the Protection Law Reform Commission up to January this year conducted various provincial workshops and consultations on the topic. The process now is basically collecting all the input they receive, and if they find that there's a need to, or they're busy preparing the report, it will be submitted to the Ministry of Justice. And should the department find that there's a need to legislate on Kutwala specifically, that legislation will obviously submit to the Parliament for engagement and passing. The Law Reform Commission has recommended that there should be new legislation. So currently, there is none that specifically speaks to Kutwala in terms of practice. and it will also assist in consolidating the provisions of all the different child protection laws into one instrument. In terms of the responses by our parliament, this is in a report by our parliament to the public policy forum. Which is a summary for the information here that various committees of the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces have engaged with issues at meetings and so forth and seen the stuff, but no legislation on the matter has been passed. So basically we now just need to see what happens with the report that's being drafted by the Law Reform Commission after it gets submitted to the Department of Justice and then it will be submitted to Parliament. We don't know when that will happen. So yes, that's in a nutshell, that's the report. I would also just say that this report is a draft report. It is due for submission tomorrow. It was actually supposed to be submitted on Friday. But we are still waiting for formal engagement from the delegation members of the privacy agencies.
Thank you. That is the draft report from South Africa.
The issue of Musa Namuru, the report, you were reading it from which reference?
But my source was in the Department of Justice and the South African Law Reform Commission's gender director, who last year presented or reported a discussion paper that they are using towards the investigation of whether a draft bill on the matter is required.
Okay. Maybe just a third question. There are hundreds of the I'm just saying the analysis of Uswala is much from its effective, I don't know, or from much. Probably that is going to be too many. Someone with English who would not of African cups. Probably. Because, by the way, it says in the sentence sometimes the graduates called Hanaway. It says sometimes the girl is called Hanaway, but in many instances she is kidnapped according to the name. Because what I have read, I have not seen. As an African man, I have read even in Northern scriptures, in the book that we have read, is that when it is done, you don't know. You see? So whoever wrote this thing has no clue at all of what it is. But unfortunately, it is written here and misconstrued, and then you draw conclusion after something that is not factual. The solution is also wrong. So, that is what I'm saying. You need to know who wrote this. Does this person understand the culture? Or that person got it from a real thing? Because most people like this thing because they want to write their thinking. Not because they understand the culture or whatever. Because they want to see the writing of other people's culture, but they never write their own culture. I'm just saying these are just gender stereotypes that you find in my team. but it's really oppressive to explain. The way it is represented, it has a lot of oppression. Doesn't even understand the oppression. She didn't love it, they claim it. And that's my understanding. Before I could even go, I haven't read the document yet, but the little information when we have read in the page, I could find a lot of negativity. And it would be said that even the people who will be presenting the subject will be people who don't understand the subject, who don't even have passion to take women out of their oppression. To continue on the issue of customer service, that is why I was saying to say our committees and the PC must review some of the acts. In the Marriage Act, the Act that is the Act of 1961, has this been reviewed? I don't know. I don't know the Act. I'm not married. I don't even know what is the content of that. But when you were talking on this, you just extrapolated one little thing which I found negative in terms of oppression of women. The end of the way it has been reviewed. Where is that page? I showed you the page. Where is the page? I showed you the page. Very
page 5.
Page 5.
So that's it. Can you
get somebody to hold me up? Page 6. It's a customary marriage act. In the line where you say issues for consideration, the same applies to the Marriage Act number 25 of 1961. So if it's number 25, 1961, it should be a Marriage Act in terms of, I'm not sure, it will cover almost all women. But basically, women in 1961 were not allowed to go to school. They were not allowed to take decisions. So if it has not been approved, that from the back of my mind, if I see 1961, it means all the things that were deprived of women, it's in the air, and it has not been approved. And then it goes on to say, however, according to the common law, the consent required for girls under 18 applied to girls age 12 to 17. For boys, consent is required for boys age 14 to 17. And this therefore implies that with consent, girls can get married at a younger age than boys. This is a serious problem that a child does. And unfortunately, a child does not even go further. I mean, if a person who marries you is 9, whether you are 19 and that person is 38, literally, that is your father. Mm-hmm. And that is a child. You marry a child. So, oppression does not, it doesn't mean by virtue that you are over age. You are not subservient to that particular person who's older, experienced, who continues to do pedophile acts against women. So, in terms of removing patriarchal tendencies and patriarchal attitudes, you can't say a child is only a child. That age gap between the people who are saying they giving consent, to me, it's a pedophile. The man marrying a husband who should be his daughter, that man is a pedophile. So he's not a pedophile. By the matter of fact, our society does not say that man is a pedophile because he has money, because he is probably known or whatever. And the poor girl can't take a decision against him. Who knows that she was forced into that relationship? Nobody knows, because things that happen behind those doors. By literally that person is a child, you can't say anything to that other person. So, but why do we restrict women? Why do we
allow it, that restrict restrict us from going out of operation. Why should we allow eggs like this one, customary marriage egg, that would say a 12-year-old to a 17-year-old not be married? Why should we allow that? Because men are not important, you know, and boys must marry between whatever age, 14, 17. But we can't continue this way. That is why the this committee has to review. It's not the question. We must review the things that we have rashly put them in place, because we rashly refused the eggs, but as a system, those eggs have connotation of oppression in them, many of them. Like women can't dispose of property in the marriage, and they can't dispose of property when the husband does not know. And if the husband has not even consent today, those that are married, they can't dispense of anything that they want to dispense of. So they are not equal skills. They still have to get consent from the husband. So that in itself, and the pundits, those who have led the law, must help us to go out of oppression. Not only that you understand the Western law, but you must also and act whatever in an African tradition in Africa, changing that particular law to suit also the way of life, the way we want to see in the future. I'm not sure if I put myself clear, because in
I hope
something else, and I'm in the back of my mind, in my mother tongue, I want to say something else. So if you can help me as a fundi, just to change all this
eggs
that help us to go out of our
own oppression. It's going to the
family court. Yes. Take a shot.
Yeah.
Allow me to go
yes,
my dissatisfaction.
Mm.
This is some of the theory. It's talking about the life of a pet. Topics that are here are actually inflicting more pain to a bad woman. And we can't allow those things. May I correct you further? MCOP did an oversight based on the Google standard in the Italy. We went to the area which was the volatile test. Volatile. We called we had a traditional leader, the church and everybody. And what is in here? I think chairperson, we have the right to say,
yes,
do the work properly, because it will be a disgrace when people go to this conference and start taking out the wrong things that are tabled here. For the information, the chairperson is aware of what happened. Indeed. The police were called in. There were 12 girls that had actually been able to run away from those atrocities and were killed in a safe house. Their parents, the perpetrators, and the go-between were charged there at the stadium, and their parents by the night before. And there's a report in the NGOP. I can't understand when you say it's not fair. It's fair. I was the deputy chairperson when this took place. And the stakeholders forum is still there addressing these things, because we took a resolution. Perpetrators must go time first. And what pushed us to go back? Which is not even here. The prayer I say, go back and ask for the report. They are there. A 14-year-old girl was abducted by a 45-year-old man. She ended up going through total hysterectomy. Now, who can come after that? Who did that? It's wrong. It's derogatory of us as black people. We can't take it. And those children's story knows what the pain. It was reported. So my dear, whoever gave you a book can actually be
tried.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do agree. Most of the information that is written here is actually saving the hornet's nest. We are actually getting better by matter. But, citizen, what are we supposed to do with a report where we do not even have the information we have? I would like to recommend citizen that the documentation interview, I'm aware of this woman. She's a young woman who wrote up this document which is going around as the new thing that we're hearing about in Kampala. She actually comes from Golden Matter. This woman who has written about this matter. And she sent her research through the Commission of Gender Equality. I know this research. There's a few good things that she has written which can be debated and discussed, but we don't have additional information. There's also additional information coming from the different committees, as it stated here, which have also come up with a few recommendations, Chairperson, which I think somewhere, somehow, during the compilation of this document, additional information should have been sought. I think probably we needed to have a central place where probably a few people would be looking at all this additional information. I'm very happy when Umemkani spoke about visiting areas as the members of the NCOP. It's important for a person to get from that documentation. How much of public here did they do? I need to from the document we'll be getting later as well. So that we actually get an understanding of where this information, which is comprised here, actually comes from. It's important that right now, as we're sitting here, we think to ourselves, or we ask ourselves one question. This report, which has been given, has to go forth and be delivered somewhere. Now, if this report has to go, it has a few or very critical missing links. Yes. How do we influence that capacity? Or if we don't make use of that type of power which we have, it means that the whole world will know about Uthala from this document. And it's going to be taken as a document that is authentic, which has even gone through a lot of people. So I think a person is very important that noting the time when this type of information is to go forth for us to actually recommend very seriously how the process needs to unfold. Who needs to be named? Whom do we need to be named with in order to correct this? Because if we don't, this is what the world will know.
I want to wait for you, my dear. I saw you.
But you are all the time. You are saying with Ali Ora. All of us are
saying. Troublemaker.
Okay.
So,
so I will agree that we are going to at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm saying the entire plate is so. Are we agreeing at this place that we are going to finish at 4? No, 3. You are not going to any other meeting. So we have to believe this thing. Yeah, are we agreeing? 4, please. Yeah, okay. Okay,
okay.
Is that what you wanted to say? Okay. You know, I was also taken aback for some time. I wanted to know who the lady is.
I'm the special person, I'm representing the Kirkwaroya and Council West of Western Cape. I'm just sitting in all the portfolio committees and things just to find out what it is going on, what is going on so that we can actually inform our communities as well as how are the people and what people are doing for the communities.
Yeah.
I don't.
Did you come with someone?
No, but yes, we are a group in Parliament for the whole session, for all the sessions, so the second.
Okay. Try to write someone to the person.
No.
Because this is a committee in Parliament. It's not attended by people from outside. If you like to know the proceedings of Parliament and what is happening, I think there is a way of
We were invited.
By
we went by to all the settings, the portfolio and the...
No, but no one came to us to say, wait.
I'm sorry, it's a closed meeting.
No, this is a closed meeting and what I know from protocol, if there are people who are going to be coming, they should have contacted the festival and the festival. Yes. Because we are talking now, we are making preparations, but we can't have, and you know, we can't have someone. In fact, yeah, but also that meeting, those are members of parliament who are coming to that meeting. It's not a public hearing. Okay, no, yeah. But you can go to whoever and tell them that you would like to have permission to attend the meeting tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you take any document?
No, I didn't take it.
Of Parliament, they have to discuss it here now. The lady has gone out. If you want to discuss the procedures, you will put it on the agenda. No, that's right. You want what?
Can I also want just to make that clear? The meetings of Parliament are open to the public. That's why we are publicizing them on the paper, which is open to the public.
Can say anything? This is a caucus, and we are caucusing as the Kalunki Sukahanji. This is not a committee meeting. We are caucusing for a meeting that is going to happen tomorrow. That's why I am saying whoever brought them to be going around, they must tell that person in Atrabatis and ask them into the meeting tomorrow.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Out of order.
ke re o kopile ho tseba ka ngwaemo. And we're dead with that. Go on with that now, please.
Yes, I am. I said,
we can't dwell on Dayamu Tuna.
No, I said I got it because. I said
he's
a dead. I agree. I'm saying about this. This is what we are supposed to go and present in the I do through you, Shepherd. We are going to present this report. And I'm agreeing with what I'm saying. If we present this report, they're saying that we don't drink any CSR. We are not a caring society, we are oppressing women, and all sorts of things here. I think that the research has to be we need to go back to the research unit. I think it's about me and everybody here. I think a lot has been done by this government since 1994 as far as women and children are concerned. I remember I attended a summit on termination of pregnancy where we had agreed that children are just from
I'm telling you. Yeah.
You don't have to explain it. We haven't asked you to explain it.
Just a small thing about the focus group that is specifically on the legislation. And maybe that's part of the reason why a lot of the stuff along what Parliament has done in terms of public hearing and oversight. Perhaps that's part of the reason why that is not in the report, because the main focus of the report was about constitutional and yesterday.
No,
I just
want to say that. Let us share the meeting, yes, that's what it is. You know, the reason why I said we must bring these reports to the steering committee is precisely that the steering committee is needing the multi-party. The broader meeting tomorrow, other people are also going to contribute to this when they're here. And I think from that meeting, we are not talking to you per se, but we are referring to the document as this. I had a concern also of this coming back, because this was done when we were doing Millennium Development Goals. And that's hence South Africa had this issue of Ukutala. And in the CSW of 2 years ago, who chairperson of the women and chairperson of they went to New York, and it was part of the report. Now it's coming back. I was surprised, but and it's thinner this time. It's not as broad as it used to be. And this is a perception, what they call the report of this particular person. We do have a report on South Africa, on Ukutwane, the one that was used for Millennium Development. If we could extract that, and maybe whoever is sitting up, I really think, I'm sorry, Nancy, international relations is taking us for granted, and I don't know who are the people who are doing this. Because in the back of our mind as members of Parliament, we register everything that we have done. And we know what we have done and what we haven't done. I deliberately wrote this because I also say it's so scanty in the first place. It has left out a lot of information. And the misinterpretation of Ukutwala also is Ukutwala is something else. I even said last time, now I know it's practical because of my age. I know what it meant to Ukutwala. And somebody said, Ukutwala is a toddler. He understands Ukutwala differently. So, and when, I think when we meet tomorrow, now that people have pointed out so many errors, and Ukutwala has said it has left out, which is quite right. We had a report here, and people went through, you know, in South Africa, this way and the other way, on this issue of the color. People now are making money and they're building their ideas about this. I don't think this is what, but in Parliament, we are not going to win.
We are not.
Present. This is too scary for us, really.
It's not even one line.
And I think, I don't know, who is doing this in international? Who's putting together the document? Yes, yes.
So, the report is based on the Law Reform Commission findings.
Law Reform Commission
findings. This is based on a day published in a discussion document last year. And until January this year, they had provincial consultation. So they are part of the Department of Justice. It's a government publication.
No, they can come to us.
They can come to us.
We are going to call them. Don't worry. They are going to come to us.
Because we've got information. Okay. We were there. You know.
All the laws that they have the laws that they put here are made by us in the Parliament. We are lawmakers. We are the people who make laws. We are going to call them. They must come and give us an account on this, and broad account on this. We are going to call them if it's law reform.
Okay. So, like I'm saying, the source is a government
perception of the matter. So, you know, that's why one would assume that it is a reliable source. I am grateful that I managed to get another part of the story, because it seems to me like of a healing that is a condition of the Kutwala Islam. And I'm hoping that you would at least be able to assist me in providing a proper definition before we submit. Because I find that over there, it's a difficult situation now between what is captured in literature and what is saying is completely different. So I would appreciate this if the committee could assist me in that regard.
Okay. But
yes, I just raising my hands to be known.
I appreciate that, really. And then secondly, in terms of the bill is supposed to focus on the constitutional and legislative provisions currently. So the laws and provisions are highlighted as law, as legislation. I did nothing that could just change that.
That's the problem of having many kids in the community. Ask them, don't listen to them.
We're supposed to provide an overview of the laws in our country. So
it's
nothing.
Okay.
As
a curriculum,
not
yet. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think I agree with what you have recommended, that we call this law people, because listening from her report, she has extracted some of this information from a government public application. And government applications, they just simplify things sometimes. Mm-hmm. And yet, if this is going to be a broader report, it has to encompass every debate that South African women has been talking about, rather than just
Thank you very much, President. I would just like to inform Natalie about a few powers that we have as well sitting here. Women have the right to call anybody to come in a camera to the committee. That is our right. In the near future, we will also, as has been stated here, look at all these other legislations. We can't do it now. But what we can do now is that you have only looked at this matter from the documentation we came from the law, whatever society. And we have said to you, look broader. Look at all other documentation that the chairperson said, that many of us have actually stated. So give us that. Give us everything that is in there. And the committee has actually, through you, chairperson, guided Natalie in order to ensure that we get all the relevant information. I've spoken about this man from West Uganda, who I think probably the law society got information from her document. Chairperson, you've spoken about a very thick document. You said this is very thick. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other people have actually mentioned a few other areas we can happen. Unfortunately, Natalie, just to inform you through the chairperson, we cannot compromise our rules. We can't compromise our rules. We know exactly what our role is as oversight and being members of Parliament. We know exactly who we are and what we're supposed to do. So whether the document comes from the highest body, the law society, we can call them here, and if they do not come, we can send in subpoenas. Those are the powers which we have here. So please, just get us all the information. Try and work with our staff and members of the state. We will not be defying Uthwala for you. I think I have to say, you know, and I would like the committee, no. Get all the documentation, you get the proper definition. Mm-hmm. Because this is not the third time this matter is being addressed. But you have done very well by actually coming up with this document and informing about the law society. Mm-hmm. Has actually but change further and ensure that everything is done. But that's what we know our role anyway. We will not be supporting something of this nature going for anyone out of that group. Thank you.
Okay.
Next,
yes. You said you couldn't get anybody from NGOP.
I actually got information from one of the NGOP researchers.
Who's that?
Stephanie Matthews. and the information that you see is based on the information that I got from there.
That's wrong. So I will give you the information. If the chairperson of the family and understand. Because the circles is here. The circles you've been traveling on are not for us. We are hiding nothing here. We are concerned.
Okay. Okay. Madam, you know, the other thing that you could do, I don't know where it is for time. Because the multi-party comprises of so many women. We are going to get other things tomorrow. But that we should come around just to look at everything that has been said. So that you, when you go back to international relations, we are able to highlight what was the concern of the members of parliament. Thank you very much to me. Yeah, thank you for bringing. Oh.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to say something else that Natalie said, oral information in South Africa. There's a written information. Unfortunately, it's in two countries. Because in Western culture, something that is written is the one that is read.
Mm-hmm.
But in most cases, the one that is read in Africa is the oral information. Which is never taken into consideration. That is why we give up with what we say. And some of the things we have experienced in Africa. I will give you an example. You know, in history, right, John Andrew came here in 1652. And in 1652, they had came, and it continues and say they have battled with the indigenous people here. Which is that? When they came, they were sick, they were taken care of by the indigenous people, the same indigenous people, who healed them and came well. Mm-hmm. After they were well, they were well, they came to this land, you know, they took people's, you know, they took, they didn't butter anything. Mm-hmm. But throughout history, production, they have butter, mm-hmm. You know, because in African culture, when you come to my house, I give you a bed, I give you land. If you say you would stay, in terms of my values and norms, I give you a wife, I take my child and give it to you, if you are a man, it's the African culture. I give you a cow, a bull,
like what you have done to
I give you a chicken, I give you a chicken, okay, to establish yourself. So it did not happen like that. In all African cultures, there is this thing, ubuntu.
Mm-hmm.
A human being is a human being. And when you have accumulated the things that I've given you, I want them back. So you must give back what I've given you. Mm-hmm. And you remain with the children of those animals,
mm-hmm.
to establish yourself and continue with your life. That's what's on fire. But because it's not written, and they continue to say that African. African is the language of white people. No. It's a combination of those people who were there. Which are the Xhosa people, the Khoikhoi and the Khoisan, and the Dutch people. Four people. So these African language does not belong to one people. Because it is a language established in Africa by Africans here. So you understand what I'm saying. But here, who to give what? That is a routine, you see? So, and I'm saying, what is a routine is never all the time true here in South Africa. In overseas, what is a routine there? It's because course somebody had money to write it so that they can give it to us. Ordinary people's lives, we don't know. They overseas, we don't know. But we know what is written by a rich person. Like men know about Marston and Enos because their families were rich.
Mm-hmm.
If their families were not rich, I wouldn't have known about them. So, and I'm saying, being an intellectual, it means that you must interpolate what you want and what you don't want. And you must have a positive and a negative. So, never take things at face value and think that those things are what it is. You must also find experts who will also give you part of the story. If you are an intellectual, you're writing books, get another story, write a better book than the one you have just read. So my advice to you is ask experts on issues of women, because very few women understand why women have to fight to take themselves out of oppression. Very, very, very few women. Academics write whatever that they want to write.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called socialist revolution or the so-called capitalist revolution, radical revolution and radical feminists and all that, they write what they think is correct. But those that are on the ground know what is correct. Those that are activists, they also give you their version of oppression, their version of liberation, why you must need to be liberated. But in most cases, those who write our destiny are not the ones who want to take themselves out of oppression. Unfortunately. So it's not about you, it's about the content that is written.
Is that why Chairperson, this is your role to be troubled
now? Okay. Okay. No, I'm not going to allow the dialogue
now.
Can we pass this? I think no, not what I said. I'm not going to allow it dialogue. I think we have dealt with this and we really agree that the feeling of the mass party here committee is that we can't take this to further. It's now. I don't know because we are going there with the speaker to father. Maybe honestly, because my goodness, even I understand. Yeah, so you wanted to say something before we close this up?
Yes, quickly. Just for my own, in terms of the whiteboard, the proper definition, who would be able to assist me with that before tomorrow? If I can confirm with the committee, the problem with the document mainly is the definition, but in terms of the reporting on the legislative and constitutional provision, is that okay to leave it the way it is?
No.
The agenda here says for tomorrow, the agenda.
Yes.
It says a discussion on the start of PF country report. When they run. Now I can't conduct such a meeting, man. Please yourself. Please. We have an agenda for tomorrow. Ne? And the first item here is discussion on SADC PF country report. It entails this. Are you going to be the one who, because I think we have prepared a report of the SADC that is going to be presented tomorrow. It's not necessary to make this.
The report is this one. Remember, it's the very same report that came last week.
No, what I'm saying, your report as a whole to the summit, it also entails the Nandriya Link days and next year. Yeah, that's a complete report. It's not the only thing that is in that affected report. So what I'm trying to say in Nandriya, we cannot guide you from here. What are you going to say tomorrow? That's why I'm saying to you, we are going to deal with the document tomorrow. And a lot of things are going to be coming out. You can note those. and then you can go back to international relations. And you people can see what you can do. Yeah. So I have a completed this matter.
She's not here.
How you are insinuating? How do you? But she's agreeing, I think.
Oh,
she's agreeing with what I said. No, don't misinterpret me, I'm saying. I've spoken and she understands, please. Hey.
I'm not saying she should change the legislation. I'm just saying she should revise and put on other legislation that you talk about that are not here, that are not going to be
No, no, she can't. We are going to a broader meeting tomorrow. It's not only us.
Okay.
Yeah, there are women in this parliament from all parties.
Yeah.
Understanding it, I find food. Back when I was a back for Sarah Nivaza, I was a back for Sarah Nivaza, I was from Limpopo. Hey, I'm not in India. I don't know if you're from Limpopo. I'm tomorrow we are going to have the discussion of the SADC. This is number 4.1. This is what we are preparing for. We are saying it's going to entail the report and also a briefing increasing access to HIV and sexual reproductive health services to lesbians. It's going to be done tomorrow. We said we are going to give everyone documents so that they can go to them. We could
one document is the document that has been
prepared by the Sunday night. Yeah, because my committee.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the second document is this presentation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That will be done by unfortunately, we still have not received the presentation from the
Health. Unfortunately, we still have not received the presentation. But as soon as we do receive it, I'll just check that later today if we still have received it, and I'll talk to them and follow up. Yeah. Okay. So these documents that we're talking about are the documents that are going to be issues that are going to be discussed at the summit. That's why we thought it will be proper for us as the South African delegation to come to the broader meeting of the party so that we get a proper mandate. So this is a progress made by the South African government. Because it's departments who that can come. Because we are also allowed to, nobody is allowed to say something tomorrow. But this one was a hot potato, I'm telling you. Unatasha akafun no ni bona mshola pasheko. Something that was drafted during the time of the Millennium Development Goals. 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. this is something tomorrow.
Yeah.
Something that we can.
Well, I'll have to.
Yeah.
So if we have to, and if we can negotiate with the study case that so much of the life today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, is there anything else? Oh, there's something. Is the invitation? Yeah, yes, can you? Oh. Yeah. So, where's the invitation? Can you read out for us? So you can just read out what
you remember, Chair, the steering committee for the question in meeting with the speaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we wrote that letter and asking that question. And so we require a response to say the speaker will be available to know that the question.
In the bottom. The meeting will take place in the bottom. And so That is it. And then that is it tomorrow. At 11:30? Now. Okay. Don't tell them what the preparation is. I know them. They are very stressed to keep. No, I think this is good for us members. We know it's quite some time now that we really requested. Now I asked Ryan, which is maybe we should in this meeting be able to recap what he. By the way, mm-hmm. that we are going to be speaking about the program, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
and the time that is allocated to us, the committee, is the issue of the hosting of the Women's Parliament that we were, it was just dropped like that abruptly, and we never had, you remember the sentence? The acting secretary coming and explain. Yeah. So are we going to go on like this? Nago aga kiaza. See, because I'll cook like the same thing.
So,
women's events are quite a long one. So that we can say, Masila Paya, it's not necessarily Nirangao, Meganji, it prefers everything. So, Ninaniyaza name Java, Kodra. Who pet in the mega e programming? Not figure Nanama pavement, the Bekun Manga. Hosting of Women's Party, somebody else. I don't know what is the other, there's something else that I'm forgetting, except ADDP. But I just wanted to introduce one thing to you that you have mentioned. because I was waiting for the person where portfolio comes to come back, Mama. No, no, thank you. We went to a Wits and Chatterton, and the suggestion they all come to the record. The suggestion by the chief whip is that we should have one. No, but this is what you raise it there. Why do you say that I do? Unyarami ni chief whip la unana. Nanu why you respa umugela to why? Uri why? I saw my hand is up.
Can you continue giving us the information?
Yeah. Because I don't know what you need.
Yeah? Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Make it a day after like you need to do that. Oh, yeah. Oh. Tell me how to boy you have to be a chicky.
I didn't know what
you are doing. I don't know what you are doing. I don't know what you are doing. I don't know what you are So there is that issue also, but I don't have any right that it doesn't concern other people. But there is something else, man, a similar life that has decided. Can someone remind us?
If I remember properly, some of these mental problems in time allocation and even senior, you remember the woman saying that they were... There was also the matter of the financial allocation.
I think that was the allocation. The financial allocation, Financial... People can come up with some ideas doing what financial allocation. And the financial allocation to take money.
We're thinking in terms of basically what is used for other committees. Because with other committees, every year, committees get allocated specific funds to look into the training of its members. Remember the time when these all those training things where we look into, maybe we need to go onto our study course.
I also want some.
Or even coming in the study countries or wherever, so that we can also play along those lines. But in Japan, I think focus on capacity building as well as the interviews with training.
So if financial allocations can assure us the capacity?
Capacity building.
What?
Out of the six few.
The toilet. These few, but I can't hear more.
And last block, when they are changing, they are saying their things. You can actually wet yourself.
Because I think that it is I. So introduce her, let's so that South Tabulate and get Abani as well as I'll talk about the teachers.
Okay.
Yeah. So I
think I'm actually bringing up the women's academy.
And Ara.
Because the acting secretary just came in the Tanya
Kumbago
women
and the MM 46 I shall my act. I need Monday, we are talking about where I got on that thing and okay. In total, it will just affect
the
budget
is the allocated to
women's element. Bangaja. My mother is a good thing. I'm not a good thing. I'm not a good
thing. I'm not a good thing. I'm
I about what everything. It's a good one. I'm too cook. Members of Parliament.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. There is a no. I can't have agenda, but to me, we ask Usizele in a report. Usizele is summer report. They said they are going to give everyone a cook. Send me healing. Do you have a lot of
money?
Yeah. And then, who knows something else here in the table about them? Have you got it? It's summary report on the Beijing Declaration. So, what else? This senior statement is really what? Now what I would recommend us to do, because you know it takes time with this solar report, is this thing we complained last time. We would have had by a hammer bang a few years ago. And now, so if you care to me, and we can go to this and convene a special meeting with you to focus on the thematic area that came out of it. And this is about the citizens.
Just a small disclaimer check. This is very much a summary. I'm working on a project with more detail on all the stations that we do. That was just going to take a while because it's 30 pages worth of notes that I'm going through. So I did this one so that you can have an overview of what to say, like the larger report, the actual report.
You see, to me, I went to an extent of telling who joined to ask you to do such because of the experience we have. People go, I don't know, last term and other term, people went to CSW, we never got any report. People will be telling you that they are still preparing whatever, until doomsday. So that's the reason why this is going to probe, you know. Discussions, because at least we'll have an indication of what has happened. you see, when you bring that a bigger basin, yeah, that attains everything, at least we'll know what happened. And we can go on, maybe we can even suggest that we call the minister. But I know they get so annoyed if you ask them to come and report before, they get very annoyed. So Tina, as parliament, we will do our thing.
Get us the report because we didn't get any report. There is a report which they say has been submitted. Can't see all that report. Wherever in New York, wherever, how it was appointed, we don't know. But the content of that report is.
You are the expert of Babanese.
You can call it from, because it's a public document now.
Yeah.
Other countries read about it. We don't know what has been written. I don't know. But I think
yeah, if it's possible, we'll get
it. If it is possible that we can get it from New York, the submission of other countries, maybe we can request it like that. Can we see submission of other countries that we're there? Then New York to send us, then they will send us the South African people.
It sends us.
No, I'm just saying, if we request it like that, I don't know.
Yes, my dear. And then
South African report is the old.
Is what?
Oh no. The old report was sent, and then in New York here, so there were corrections that had to be done. Maybe that's why we didn't even get the clue of what was going. But that's why I'm not going to just in the list to the speaker, could you highlight what criteria is being used in picking up people? And let me be clear about this. I expected you, chairperson of the multi party, to be part of the delegation. Now, what is happening here? Not what I'm saying is in bad faith because other people were born with a veil, but from Brazil. I was really very upset, you know, because then it meant sorry. You are cautious of what you might say because.
Nobody can get it on the whole show. Or
communication is so poor.
Or one or two people
from the committee, we could have just elected, but at least he needed to have been made.
That's
a quite important check. And nobody can get support. The second matter happens, the people kept with raising the matter, which left to do Namam, the shoes and, you know, the walkings and everything else. There's something else which I think we need to raise, Chairperson. Chairperson, in 1994, when people started coming here to Parliament, in the transport, in the buses, were to bring members from here. That was the Makoyis. They were from the SAPS. And they were there to guard the safety of our members. Oh man, the sort is given us the sort of the Makan Yeni, or the Long Yeni, the Makan Yeni, but the Lamari is in the farm. You're a young kid there. And I understand from certain sources that not so long ago, I think a few weeks ago, there was actually a heated debate between two mayors from two political parties that are fighting, and that is a few members. And then members now have to start separating. So I think now you say the people that will get back also to the agreement. So I think now you mentioned my answer again. Those SPS, that's actually the speed that we move in. It's basically just bad, bad. They can't do much. So they say it.
If you go on the other street, if the bus leaves without you, and then you go through this gate, and then you want to catch the bus on the other side, they don't stop for you. But it's
which side?
This side, there are two gates. There's this gate where the bus go up.
Okay.
When you see the tail of the bus, and then you rush to the other side of the gate, they don't need to leave.
I'm just wondering if the steering committee should resolve on very specific. So, for example, in terms of the scheduling or the parliament, really what should be communicated is a specific request. Requesting the speaker to ensure that the steering committee for women's parliament is the multi-party women's for the steering committee. Instead of them creating a new steering committee, if you don't, instead of, because I think that was part of the DA last year. They haven't
got the
steering committee for nothing.
It was quite essential that we do so. The way we best this report, yeah, nothing. You can. I remember it was discussed. I think we need to have a discussion in Parliament.
So what can be useful?
You should put the requests we should put across to the speaker. We should have, because what we have now to us is different from what it is. Mm-hmm. And we can so people understand Ubutwala from a traditional perspective and also from a historical perspective. And so that we have these people coming in to go to Father Nabuki, you know, and I remember, yeah, it was quite an issue last time, but I don't think it's you see the way she I'm not protecting that, but I would have cried when I didn't do. Because she came here for the first time and so, but it was necessary. That's what I'm saying. It only showed us that we need to discuss this and the table to the parliament to discuss openly. Because here it is now, we are given this as a South African perspective, which is in the And these things is Zala Yogelendo. People have got different opinions about issues. Just people have attached advantage, but this is a South African report. Because Parliament is hanging in the debate, and the injuries are about to have such. This is what Parliament said about this. So I'm going to see something in the at some stage we need to have such.
I think this is one of those topics which are taken for anything. So maybe then we should even discuss the enquiry because there is nobody here disagreeing. We are going to like all other matters where we find that somebody takes it on party politics.
No.
This is something else. This is a woman's thing.
Yeah.
This is an issue of women. So they were like, when it's in the corner, they leave, and then see where it's cut. It's cut, there's the allocated, all other committees. It's never my food. I definitely
do. Yeah, but you see, I know other people are justified, but it's maybe you could not call it wrong. Maybe not when I'm talking, because it's gone, Thank you very much.
We'll meet tomorrow.
Thank you very much for this meeting. I have which is going to be so productive. Yeah. But the behavior.
If I came across very harsh, then I'm sorry that I'm back. I'm sure
I'm going to go to the house.
No, but you take a fact.
and they are.
No, but I think it was necessary really. For people to understand that Baga Bali is into and things that it is a Lana Caesar. And the other man better, why shall I speak to Masanabani made justice? They are going to spoon feed. Woman better, we make the Lord. And we are the only ones who can undo it.
Lord, thank you very much.
Thank you.